Sindhu was an unhappy young man. I agreed. I was an unhappy young man myself. The Taglian soldiers were two more unhappy young men. We evaded nothing and no one. The crows found our efforts amusing. Chapter 59. Time had no meaning. The Shadow Master's camp lay somewhere north of Dejagore. We four were among the earliest prisoners taken, but more soon joined us in our pen. Lots of Mogaba's guys wanted to leave town. He would have less trouble feeding the ones who stayed behind. One Eye and Goblin seemed to hold our part of town together. Nobody I knew became a prisoner. I didn't send any more moths, so they knew I had found trouble instead of Lady. Even our guards had no notion how Spinner meant to use us. We were happier not knowing, probably. I spent uncounted days in total misery. Piglets in a feedlot lived better than we did. More and more prisoners arrived. The food was inadequate. After a few meals, everybody got the runs. There were no sewage provisions, not even a simple slit trench. They wouldn't let us dig our own. Maybe they didn't want us getting too comfortable. In fact, our life wasn't much worse than that of the Shadowlander private soldiers. They had nothing anymore and could expect only nothing. They indulged in a ferocious desertion rate despite the Shadow Master's reputation. They hated Shadow Spinner for putting them into such an awful state. They took their anger out on us. I don't know how long we were there. I lost track. I was busy trying to die from dysentery. I noticed only that there was a sudden absence of crows one day. I was so used to having crows around that anymore, I noticed them only when they were not there. I faded in and out. I suffered a bunch of my spells. They were more frequent now and left me emotionally drained. The shits left me physically drained. If I could only get some sleep. Sindhu wakened me. I recoiled from his touch. It was astonishingly cold and seemed vaguely reptilian. I was the only man in the pen he knew, so he wanted to be my pal. I was willing to do without a friend. He offered me a cup of water. It was a rather nice tin cup. Where'd he get that? "Drink," he said. "It's clean water." All around us, prisoners lay in the mud, twitching endlessly in haunted sleep. Some cried out. Sindhu continued. "Something is going to happen." "What?" "I felt the breath of the goddess." For an instant, I smelled something that was not the stink of vomit or unwashed bodies or dead men or pools of liquid shit, too. "Ah," Sindhu whispered.